I'm Sarah and you're listening to Cradio. Just before 6 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time, or 8 p.m. in Rome, white smoke was seen coming from the chimney in St. Peter's Square. Our new Pope is Jesuit Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio of Argentina, but now Pope Francis I. Greeting the crowds gathered from the balcony of St. Peter's, the new Holy Father commented that his brother cardinals had seemingly looked to the ends of the earth to find him in Argentina. He asked those gathered in St. Peter's Square to join in praying an Our Father for our Emeritus Pope Benedict XVI. Before offering his papal blessing, he very humbly, true to his chosen name, asked for the prayers of those gathered. As he bid farewell to the crowd, he told them he would wake early to go to the Blessed Virgin and ask her to protect Rome. Luke and I caught up with Sydney's Bishop Julian Porteous to get his thoughts on the election of Pope Francis I and what it means for our church. Good morning, Bishop Julian. Thanks for joining us today.
It's a pleasure, Sarah.
I'm sure it's been a busy morning for you. How did you hear the news?
It's been a very exciting morning. I was notified immediately the white smoke went up in the Vatican, and so was alerted immediately it happened, which was a big surprise because I think most people have been expecting that the conclave would just go a little bit longer, and so it was a surprise that it came so quickly.
There was certainly an air of excitement. I know that I was up in front of the television, and I know many other people were, judging by all the Twitter comments and Facebook. You were watching it?
Yes, I did watch it, and I was able to, of course, be there at the moment that was most anticipated, the moment that the curtains finally separated and the new Pope came out onto the balcony before the very large crowd that had gathered in St. Peter's Square.
Now, the name that he chose was Pope Francis, which I wasn't sure. I tried to cobble together the Latin there. I thought, did they say his name's Francis? This is the first Pope Francis, so do you have any thoughts on his name?
That's correct. That was a great surprise. Firstly, of course, the surprise was that it would be a cardinal from South America, and I think that in itself is very significant, the first pope from the Southern Hemisphere, the first pope from South America, and obviously reflecting the strength and vitality of the church in the South American continent. That was very significant. Of course, the other particular piece of significance was the fact that this was the first Jesuit ever elected as pope. The Jesuits have been a very strong presence and influence in the church for 400 years. This is the first time a Jesuit has been chosen. But then a Jesuit, you might think, might have chosen Pope Ignatius or something as his name, but he chose Francis. And immediately I wondered about that. But then I realised his choice was very deliberate in choosing as his name the great saint, Francis of Assisi. Now, it's very interesting that in his coat of arms, his motto is lowly but chosen. So straight away, this idea of lowliness, of humility, of simplicity, which really is reflected in the example of St. Francis, was something that I think captures something of his spirit. And so I think the choice of Francis is firstly, I think, speaking about humility and simplicity, which I think marks his character. The very fact that when he came out, I thought it was lovely. He came out and just said, Buenos Aires, to all the people, good evening. My brothers and sisters, good evening. So he straight away came across in that simplicity and that openness to people, which I thought was very beautiful. And then, of course, St. Francis not only was known for his poverty and simplicity, but also, of course, he was a man whom the Lord called a very particular way to rebuild the church. And that was a great call that Francis received. And the image that Pope Innocent III received of this man in very rough clothing holding up St. Mary Major's. So all of those things, I think, clearly indicate that that his choice of Francis was very deliberate and really wanting to highlight a couple of things which were very much foremost in his own mind as he takes on the papacy.
Well, I know it's quite early for speculation, but that hasn't stopped a lot of the media. The name St. Francis has created a lot of speculation about what direction this Pope's going to take. What do you think? Do you think the name Francis will set a tone for the direction of the papacy over the hopefully coming years?
Yes, I think it will. I think it will because I think firstly that St. Francis was one who had this humility and simplicity. I think that will mark his papacy. And I think in that there'll be, as St. Francis was so well loved, so I believe Francis will exude that interest in people, that concern for the poor. You know, he lived as Archbishop, Cardinal Archbishop of Buenos Aires. He lived very simply in a simple apartment. He often cooked his own meals. He was known to take public transport. In other words, really wanting to be with the people, among the people. And I think that's a very significant aspect to the spirit that he will bring to the papacy.
Okay, well, thanks so much for your time today, Bishop Julian.
Thank you.
Pope Francis will be inaugurated in Rome on the Feast of St. Joseph, 9 a.m. local time. For more talks, interviews and resources, go to cradio.org.au.